Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. I want to say happy Easter Monday. I hope the rest of your holiday was wonderful. And today I bring another episode of Women in Business Radio. And the topic today is called Fear and Women Entrepreneurship. You'll be joining my guest and I, Danya Zimmerman, as we discuss the topic of fear. Today, Danya Zimmerman joined me from Maryland, and Danya is a businesswoman, and she has been one for many years, and she's the principal owner of a company by the name of Family and Community Mediation and Business Consulting. And she provides services in mediation, business consulting to individuals and small businesses, non-profit organizations, and mid-sized businesses. Now, Danya has been on Women in Business Radio before last year, where she spoke on the topic of spirituality in business. And so today, we are having her again, and I hope that you find our discussion today to be very informative, educational, and empowering. Hi, Danya.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you today?
Okay, how was your Easter holiday?
Oh, it was great. It was great, yeah. I have to say I enjoyed it. Today is my grandson's birthday, so it's even topped with that, you know. So it's really celebratory time in my family.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, welcome to this show. I'm glad that you offered to speak on the topic of fear and women entrepreneurship. I was just telling my listening audience that you were with us last year where you spoke on the topic of spirituality and business. And what they can always do is join us in archives to listen to that discussion, because it was very enlightening and very empowering. So I would like you this morning to just introduce yourself again to my audience so that they know a little more about who Danya Zimmerman is.
A few things have changed since last year. As you stated before, I still have a business, Family and Community Mediation and Business Consulting, where I provide business consulting services to people who want to start their own business. And I also provide mediation services or conflict resolution services to individuals who would like to settle disputes or issues, you know, in an amicable environment without going to court and litigating it. Since last year, I've started doing businesses as part of my Family and Community Mediation and Business Consulting. I have a doing business as business or a subsidy of that called Powerful Biz Woman. And what that entails is I'm starting to do speaking engagements. I'm in the process of writing 3 books that will be out the later part of 2015. One is a daily devotional dedicated to small business owners. The other one is Small Business Owner Tips, and that will be a volume of books. So far I have 5 volumes of that where I will be giving out 10 tips in each volume. And the other book is a textbook that I plan to use for my classes that I will be conducting called Entrepreneurship 101, and that will be for people who are new to starting a business. And it also will be helpful for people who may have, you know, who have been experienced with as a small business owner, and they've been in business for years, but they need to update and understand the latest trends in the small business world. And I have a few speaking engagements coming up. Like right now, I'm promoting one with my friend Capri Smith called 24-Hour Uncuffed Living as a Woman Business Owner. And the section that I'm teaching about is how to start a nonprofit. And it's a few things coming up the pipeline. God has blessed me a great deal this year with speaking opportunities, with the ability to meet people like you in social media, and a lot of doors are starting to open for me, and I thank God for that.
But I want to say I'm really thankful, you know, grateful that things have opened up for you and that your business is growing, it's spiraling, and yes, we have to give thanks to God when we get, you know, when things start to open up and prosper for us. So I wish you all the best in your abundance, all the best in your writing, all the best in your training programs, and all the best in your speaking engagements.
So, thank you.
You're welcome. So this morning our topic is on looking at the issue of fear. And what I found in conducting my research for this particular topic, I found that fear is one of the challenges that women entrepreneurs face, and it is up there with other problems or challenges that women face, including lack of finance and funding to do their businesses, being responsible for performing all the skills required to run and manage a business, wearing the hat, so to speak, all the hats within their businesses and feeling very overwhelmed, managing their businesses and taking care of their families, and many other challenges up there. Fear, however, is also one of them. And so some of us, what I've found, seems to experience fear at the inception of our business, when we are thinking of getting into it, and fear overwhelms us so much that we don't get into business. And for those of us who have been able to overcome the fear and get into business, is often faced again with fear as we grow our business and we try to take it in, you know, to grow it, to develop it, to make it a sustainable entity. So what is your experience with fear as an entrepreneur, or fear at women entrepreneurship?
Well, it's an ongoing thing. You're always going to be fearful of something when you're a small business owner. You're going to be fearful of how others betray you, fearful of what people will think about you, fearful of your past performances. And for me, the most thing I've had to deal with is fear of having lack of money. And I allowed my financial situation to control me for a couple of months. Because in the month of March, I was not productive with my business. I was just down, and I was just feeling bad. One, because the weather was bad, and two, because I felt that I didn't have enough money to cover certain things. And then I had to look at myself and realize that money is not everything. You have a message to share. You have a story to tell. And I started talking to my accountability partners. I started talking to my mentor. I started talking to other women entrepreneurs. And then about a week ago, I went to Philadelphia on a spare of the moment trip with one of my accountability partners, Nanette Kirk. And we just went. And I went to the Comcast headquarters is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I went to the Comcast Supplier Diversity event, and I met this wonderful woman who said that I started my business out of my kitchen, and I was on welfare, and she was literally telling us her story of what she had to go through. And then I met other women who were in the same predicament as me, where they had limited funds, but they continued to do what they wanted to do. And one lady informed me, she said, stop worrying about what family and friends say. Everybody wants you to get a job, a 9-to-5. People want you to be miserable like them. And that's why they don't understand you, because misery loves company. She said, but you have to stand strong and stop being fearful. She said, you are a child of God. Who cares what other people think? Who cares what you think about yourself? You know in your heart that God gave you this vision and this plan, and he's putting things into your life to make that vision and plan come true. And she said, you don't need a lot of money to start a business. You have a roof over your head. You can buy food for yourself and your family. You can take care of yourself. And she said, I'm looking at you right now, and you don't look like you're lacking anything. So who cares whatever people think? And when you get to that point of being fearful, one thing I have learned is to keep a journal. Since 2010, I have been keeping journals about my spiritual life and my spiritual life as a businesswoman, and I'm on my 8th journal. And a lot of times those journals, I use what I write in that journal to write my blog, to tell my story, to share with people. And that's how I've overcome fear. But as a small business owner, you're always going to be afraid of something, because sometimes you're not going to have enough money to make payroll, or you're not going to have enough money to pay your business bills and your personal bills. But it's how you deal with that fear, how you come out of that fear. And that's what I've learned in the last couple of months, learn how to deal with my fear in a different way.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Danya?
Girl, yes.
I got caught. My telephone call got caught. So sorry for that. So I was able to call back into the show. So I'm in. So can you continue? You were talking about, you know, that we, once we have the vision and we have a dream, and we have a roof over our head, money is secondary to what we were destined to do. You know?
Yes. What I was saying was that sometimes we allow the fear of lack of money to control our lives. And I think about my parents. You know, back in the 70s, people weren't making a lot of money, but they were able to live a full life. You know, and as things get expensive, I'm starting to notice that the less money you have, the better your life is actually is. Because the more money you have, the more you want to attain. But if you have enough money to live a comfortable life, you're okay. But you should not allow the lack of money to stop you from fulfilling your dream. And you have to look at the history of your family, how it was a time where people of color could not go to certain places, could not get, you know, certain jobs. So they created their own jobs. They created everything. There used to be a time where they had a lot of Black Wall Street in different towns because we weren't allowed to do certain things. So we had to maintain, create our own businesses, create our own revenue. And that's what the wonderful thing about having a small business, because the job market is always fluctuating up and down. But if even if you want to use a small business as a second income, that second income can come in handy when you lose your primary income job. And sometimes you have no choice but to start a small business because you can't find a job. Why sit around and wait for a job opportunity to come to you when you can create your own job opportunity? Yeah. And you can't allow your family and friends to dictate to you how much money you should make, what type of job you should get. You need to dictate your own life according to what God has in store for you. And that's how you really come over fear, like especially when we were talking about spirituality. And last time I was a guest on your show, spirituality really helps you overcome your fears.
Well, thanks for sharing this, you know, Danya, and for bringing in the role of spirituality in business. Because for some reason, I think women entrepreneurs need to understand that the two goes hand in hand, you know, dealing with your fears, dealing with your growth and development, and the role of spirituality in your life. They all come together, and they're integrated. And in order for us to go, we must have God in our lives, and we must have spirituality in our lives. And so thanks for sharing that. And you were talking about the point on, you know, not having, well, I should say the role of socialization and the effect that, you know, what people have to say about you when you decide to start a business. call other people, question you as to why you're getting into business, why you leaving the comfort of the job that you have, and they tend to see you as somebody crazy to give up that comfort and start your own business. And a lot of other limiting belief system that we have gained through our socialization. How do we, you know, overcome those? What are some things we have to look at and to think, you know, we are not going to make what people are saying affect us?
One thing you have to do is you got to have your own morals and values, and you have to have your own thinking in your mindset. You cannot allow other people to control you. You cannot allow other people what they say to hurt you, because I've learned that people don't understand me, people don't like me sometimes, and people think I'm crazy. But that's all fine and dandy, because this craziness has been, you know, is making a wonderful business for me. This craziness is giving me the life that I want. This craziness is ensuring that I don't make mistakes that I made in the past. I don't make mistakes that other people made. And this craziness is me, and I love it. And one thing I've learned is that sometimes misery loves company. And when people see you happy and they see you're doing something that you love, but at the same time they may say, well, she's doing what she loves, but she's not making a lot of money. She needs to get a nice job.
Then
you're looking at them. They, you know, you look at your family members. They're coming to you complaining about their job. Like, I'm tired of this job. I wish I could do something else. But then they want you to get a job to be miserable like them.
Or they want
you to do something similar to them because they're miserable. And it's like, and then another thing that gets me upset about, you know, people, when they realize you're starting a business, they think you're not doing nothing. Just because you're working from home and doing things, they think you're upstairs being lazy, sleeping all day. Or they think you're just playing around. And then when they see the results come in, when they see that people are hiring you for speaking engagements, people are paying you to do what you love to do, then they look at you like you're crazy. I didn't know she was doing all of that, because you didn't bother to ask, you didn't bother to inquire, you didn't bother to say, hey, what are you doing? How can I do what you're doing? But they don't look at that. Everybody looks at the end result. That's what they look at. They want to see this world society has taught us instant gratification. If you can't get anything from what you're doing, you need to move on to something else. Within a year, if you're not making $100,000, you're not doing nothing. But every time I go to events and I meet people like you, I realize that these women have been doing this for years. And they have been honing their craft. And every day you're not going to make $5,000 sales. You know, some months it's going to be slow, but at least you know that you're doing something that you love. And stop worrying about what other people, that's our number one fear. We worry about what other people think or what they'll say about us. And we worry about being outside of the inner circle. You know, I've never been part of the in crowd or the inner circle. I've always been a unique, different person, and I'm starting to love my uniqueness and don't care what people think.
What are they saying? Yeah, thank you, Donya, for sharing, and give me a moment to say hi. Welcome to those of you who are listening. Happy Easter Monday. You can call into the show. The number to do so is 310-982-4237. Call in, ask a question, or share your point of view. Okay, Donya, I have another question, and this question is, you know, we learn that fear sometimes grips us because we are fearful sometimes of expanding our businesses. We are often fearful of getting more customers. We are fearful of expanding our market from having a local market to having a more global market. Sometimes the expansion simply means just going outside of the community we belong. But many of us sometimes you know, are held back because of fear. We are fearful of expanding. What can you say on this this thought that I have? How can women who are fearful of expanding, fearful of growing their business, how can they get rid of that fear and move forward?
I think that's what happened to me. You hit a certain plateau with your business, and you're looking back, and you're like, okay, I've come this far. What do I do next? Who do I need to team up with or collaborate with to move to the next level? And that's what happened to me. And I had written something on Facebook where I was like, Lord, I'm in chaotic confusion regarding my business. I don't know, what should I do? Should I go back or should I move forward? And this young lady, she reached out to me. And that's what she does. She helps people who want to get out of the weeds to get to the flowers, who are at a plateau. And then I met another lady who wanted to help me, you know, because she's doing a case study of a book and she wants to help a small business owner. And I realized that I need to hire either her or the other person. But then at the same time, fear creeps in. Well, I don't really have the money for this one. You know, she wants me to do this lead generation, and it's going to cost this much. And this young lady, she'll give me a few sessions, but it's going to cost this much. And I allow fear to take over, whereas God said, be quiet. I'm going to guide you to the person who's going to take you to the next level for your business. What you need to do is make this amount of money with the side job, writing blogs that I have given you. And then I will direct you to the person who you go to. And sometimes you have to sit back and write out your plan and then figure out which one is good for you and then say, God, or in your spiritual life, whatever you believe in, and say, please guide me in the direction you want me to go. You do what you have to do, and then you give it to God. Because I'm a Christian and I believe in God, you got to give things to God. You can't just jump and keep trying to do everything yourself. And if you know in your heart that you have to expand, that you're going to have to hire more people, that you're going to have to hire a business consultant or a business coach to help you to take you to the next level, or that you're going to have to take a course or some type of training to take you to the next level, what you do is you write it out, you see how much it's going to cost, then you say, what am I going to do to get this money? And then you say, God, or whatever you believe in spiritually, you give it to that person. For me, I would give it to God and let God direct you, because when you're doing and planning, God will direct you. But if you're just sitting there and not doing anything, you can't, because your business is always going to go to another level, to the next level, to the next level, until you're ready to exit out. And you even have to have an exit strategy for your business if you want to pass it on to a family member or if you want to sell it. So every time you have a business, every few years or so, or even every few months, you're going to have to set out another plan. And that's what I did. I had to realize that in order to go to the next level, I had services, but I didn't have a product with that service. So then I realized, what products can I sell? And I talked to some people, and they said, Donnie, you're a good writer. I read your blogs. I read your small businesses. You need to write a book. And that's what I did. And then I said, I can use these books for the workshops. And so I created a marketing plan for the workshops and for the books. And then I went and talked to people, because there are free services. Wherever you are, there's a small business. They call them hubs in each state. Even in other countries, they have services that can provide you with free services when you can't afford it, to talk to a business coach, to talk to a mentor. And now I've made that plan, and God has taken me and given me the steps that I need to go to the next level. And you are one of those levels, to talk on your radio show, to contribute to your book journal like I did last year. So that was part of the plan, and that's what you have to do. When you're doing expansion, you have to plan it out. That's why I tell people, keep a business journal. That's what I do. I keep a personal journal and a business journal, because I have like four business journals and eight personal journals now.
Wow. That's powerful. Donya, I really like having you on my show, and you talk from the heart. You talk from your experience. And because you talk from your experience, the experiences that you have, whatever you say, I think, is very informative and is very educational and more so very empowering. So I hope that women listening to this episode this morning will gain a lot of knowledge and strength from what you say in order to get rid of fear and take their business forward. And so I have just a few minutes, but I have one more question. And my question is, what advice can you give a woman in business who is fearful of growing her business, who is fearful of increasing her client base and increasing her productivity level?
One thing I've learned is write down all your fears in one category, what I'm afraid of, and then write in the next category, what can I do to overcome this fear? And that's what I did. And another thing that you can do, I always tell people, give it to God. Pray about it.
Yeah.
Whatever you're fearful about, pray about it. And get you some good accountability partners, people who are small business owners themselves. It doesn't have to be someone who's in a similar field as you, but pick people that you can talk to. Like, for example, Cheryl, sometimes I talk to you. You know, I find you as a good mentor and a good partner. And then I have another mentor. And at least have at least five people who are small business owners that you can talk to. And another thing that I'm proud to say, in Maryland, they have this organization where we have power lunches each month for the women. I missed the one in March, but I'm going to the one in April. I went to the one in February, where we sit down and we talk to each other about certain issues we may have. And then we conversate on how to help each other with those issues. So join a woman's group. It doesn't have to necessarily be small business owners, but join a woman's group where you can meet on a monthly basis and talk about things. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
And always have an accountability partner where you can talk to them. You know, like one accountability partner I have, we talk every Thursday. And another one, we talk every other Tuesday. So we talk twice a month. And call them and tell them what's going on. It's always good to have someone outside of your family and close friends to talk to, because your family and close friends, that's why I told you not to start the business. You can't really get personal with them about your issues with your small business, because they always tell you the what-ifs, the could-ifs, and the should-ifs. They never give you the idea of how to resolve it. And sometimes it's okay to talk to family members, but I try to talk to people who are not so close to me, where we just meeting each other and they can give me a fresh outlook.
Okay, Donya, I want to say thanks. Time is on us. I want to say thanks very much for sharing. And that last question and your response to it, I think, was very powerful. And I hope women listening in, women who have businesses, women who are at the point of so much fear that they are not able to go forward, take some of these advice that came out of this discussion, integrate it into your life, and you will see a difference in your life. And as Donya says, take everything that you have, all the plans that you have, and take it also to God. But He is one of our Redeemer, and He's the one who guides us. And so, thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, you're most welcome, and I'll give you a call in a little moment. And so thanks for joining me again today.
Thank you, and you have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.